All right. Well, this weather, cool weather, sort of messed up my my series here that I was going to do for the next two Sundays called Beat the Heat, you know. You know, August is usually a very hot month. How many of you know that? You know, and maybe I should call it Thank God for the Cool. No, but really, you know, during the summer season when it's hot, you know, you try. Sometimes it becomes an endurance test. And then, have you ever had somebody come in out of the heat and say, "Man, I can't take it anymore"? Anybody ever heard anybody? Oh yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm going to talk about beat the heat, but I'm not talking about the heat of the weather. I'm talking about the heat of the different things that we go through, you know, like the heat of persecution, the heat of competition in business and so forth, the heat of lack, the heat of difficulties, the heat of the attacks of the enemy. All of those put us under some strain and some heat. You know, we have the heat of all the fiery trials that we go through. You know, actually, a lot of people, the enemy tries to make them think that they're the only ones that's facing these sort of situations. Hey, it's not new. Others have faced the same thing. The Bible talks about it. Now, you know, in Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Give you a chance to turn there. All right. I still see people flipping pages. I hear pages turning. I'll wait just a minute. You can find it on your app to your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. All right, everybody ready? Start with verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, which is not inhabited. Now, number 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. And he will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will he cease from yielding fruit. You know, it says there will not be anxious in the year of in the time of drought. Of drought. You know, there are many people when they're believing God and they're going along and everything's going good, and all of a sudden it seems like a drought season comes, and they throw up their hands and say, "What is going on? What's the matter? What have I done wrong?" It says here that if you're planted with God, then you won't fear the droughts, the season of drought. And when the heat comes, you know, it says you'll be like a tree planted by the waters. I don't know. I remember you can be driving out across the desert if you're going out to the West Coast and driving out across the desert and there's nothing around. And then off in the distance, you'll see a line of trees. Anybody ever done that? You know, you can know that there's a stream of water there because that's where, because nothing else is growing because there's no water and it's drought. But there, and it says it'd be like trees planted by the river. You can know that there'd be water there because that's where the tree had put down their roots. Now, and will not be anxious and nor will cease yielding fruit. Now, it says, and will not fear when the heat comes. Another version says, never worry through the hottest summers. Another translation says, not bothered by the heat. Now, John Gill, in his exposition of the Bible, says, of these verses here. The man that trusts in the Lord, he is not afraid of the heat of persecution when it comes, nor is he hurt by it. He does not perceive it, but grows more under it. You know, sometimes we don't like the idea of having to go through some things. But have you ever noticed that James talked about that? He talked about having to go through some stuff, didn't he? And he even said, you know, I got faith, all right. But there's some times when you're in situations. You know, the financial heat was on in 2003 when Dad went home to be with the Lord. The finance, this ministry took a nosedive, people. And it looked like we weren't going to make it. We weren't going to pull out. Actually, our accountant said to us, and he told our board this, that he didn't know of any, and he does accounting for a lot of ministries. He didn't know of another ministry that hit the financial situation such as we hit during that time that would still have their doors open. But when the heat is on, you got to stay focused on what you believe from the Word of God. You know, you have to keep your mind stayed on Him. You know, now, the enemy will try to get you looking at everything else, looking at your shortfall, looking at the no cash flow, looking at all the bills that are coming in and no cash to pay them with. That's what the devil will try to get you to look at. I mean, it's the same way with you in your home. How many of you have businesses? How many of you got businesses? How many of you have ever noticed that if you have a shortfall in your cash flow and you still got the bills coming in, there's the heat's on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But I want to tell you, that is when you have to stay hooked to God, no matter what. You know, Isaiah says, when you pass, Isaiah 43:2, okay, I'll let you turn there. I'm going too fast. But once I get going, I forget to slow down. So I try to slow down. You know, see, I'm more of a preacher than I'm a teacher. A preacher just keeps going. The teacher, he waits and so forth. But I'm trying to learn to wait. But Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the water, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. This is saying that when you're in the midst of all the heat and all these things that are going on, hey, it's going to be all right. Turn to somebody and tell them, in the middle of your worst situation, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know, many times people will pray for the God to deliver them, and yet it doesn't seem like God delivers them from the heat, but He takes them through the heat. He puts a fireproof suit on them. You know, hey, what about the three Hebrew children? They went into the furnace, but they came out without, and it wasn't scorched. They had a fire suit on in the middle of the fire. God can put a fire suit on you in the middle of the fire, and you can walk out. Hallelujah. You don't have to be burned or even scorched. The Bible says here, you don't want to even be scorched. Remember, the three Hebrew children said they didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. You can't even fire up your barbecue grill and go out and barbecue without getting the smell of smoke on you. How many know what I'm talking about? And especially if I fire up my smoker and do a brisket. I got to do that again. No, we hadn't had one in a long time. I make a good brisket. I tell you, I do. All right, let's go on. Now, God will take care of you in the middle of the heat. God is with you during the heat of the persecution. God is with you, and he's big enough to get you through the heat of all the circumstances. Now, when you don't trust God, then fear will come. Because fear and faith, or fear and trust, can't operate together. It's either one or the other. Now, what fear opens the door for the enemy to bring on more heat? You know, how many of you, when you were a kid, you come running in the house and you got something on your mind, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, and you just leave the door wide open and you go running in and your mother holler at you, close the door. Especially where I grew up down in Texas, because in the summertime, man, you got the air conditioner on in there. You're trying to keep it cool and you open that door and man, you're letting all that 105 degree temperature heat into the house. Causes the electric bill to go up because the air conditioner had to work harder. Now, most of the time, when you come in the wintertime, you close the door, you know, because you don't leave it open because you're thinking about it. Man, it's cold, and it slows the door. But in the middle of the summer, sometimes you run in, you're just going to get a drink of water and run back out because you're playing, and you leave the door open, and they holler, how many of you have ever had your mama or your dad or somebody holler, close the door, son? Hello. In the same way, we leave the door open for the enemy to bring the heat on us sometimes. I mean, we got enough heat coming our direction without contributing to it by leaving the door open. How do I mean leaving the door open? By not trusting God. By saying, oh my Lord, what's going to happen? I thought everything going to be all right. Hey, listen, the Word of God tells us that he will see us through. He tells us there are going to be situations. There's going to be heat. There's going to be circumstances. But he is going to see us through it. That's the key, through. How many of you, the Lord has brought you through? How many of you know he's going to do it again? If you don't leave a door open where the enemy can come in. You know, in sports, you have to, when the heat is on, in other words, you got to endure. You know, Jeff Gordon, he's a NASCAR driver. He used to be my favorite driver. Of course, he's retiring now. But he says this, in NASCAR, you don't have to be as physically strong as in some of the other forms of sports and form, but you've got to be able to endure the heat. Now, there's that Cameron right there. He's been racing cars since he was 8 years old, and he's raced everything from NASCAR-type cars and midget race cars, sprint race cars, and so forth. And I know out here at Port City where he used to race the micro sprints, I've seen him in the middle of August come out of that car after driving 30 laps race, and he takes his helmet off, and he is completely, and he's soaked. He's got on that three-layer fire suit, and he got on the fireproof undergarments, and when he starts taking that off, I mean, he's soaked like somebody poured water on him. Well, you got to be able to endure the heat driving in there. Hello. I mean, it's no fun when it's 120 or 130 degrees in that cockpit and you having to drive that car. You know, the heat is on. But you keep on going because you know if you endure, there's a reward at the end. Hello. See, Jordan Spieth, I guess that's the way you pronounce it, I don't know. Anyway, he's a new golfer. He says, when the heat is on, I've just learned to focus a little more. Actually, when the heat is on is when you need to focus more on what the Word of God says. We need to focus on the Word of God all the time. We need to quote the Word of God. But when the heat is on, you really got to get down into it, and you got to focus all the more. Anybody getting anything out of this? Trusting God is the defense against the heat. Trusting God. Saying God is God no matter what. No matter who didn't get healed, no matter what happened, or what this, or what that, no matter what. Trusting God is when the heat is on, you've got to come back. God's word is God's word, and God is God, and I believe the word. That's what it all comes down to. It all comes down to that. See, believing what the word of God says, speaking what the word of God says. God's word says that in Christ, we're strong. God's word says that in Christ, we can do all things. You see, it's when you really get the revelation of who you are in Christ that there's no more condemnation. When you really get that revelation, and my dad, he taught a lot on that in him, the in him scriptures. And I guess I just learned that growing up, and I never had any condemnation. But I talked to a lot of people that have condemnation, and it's because they went to a church and somebody told them about salvation, but they never did tell them about who they were in Christ. So there was therefore then no condemnation. You got to learn who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm gonna do some study. I mean, we're going to do some messages in that coming up pretty soon. Who we are in Christ. That is one of the most important things you can learn. Who you are in Christ. When you find out who you are in Christ, the devil cannot take you down a primrose lane anymore. Hallelujah. See, God's word says we triumphed in Christ. God's word says that we're more than conquerors in Christ. God's word says that we have victory all the time through Christ. Now, everybody loves that. But when has there ever been a victory if there hasn't been the heat of a battle? Come on now. If you're going to have a victory, there has to be a battle. But we are guaranteed, according to the word of God, if we stay with him and stay with the word, we are guaranteed victory. Paul said, I always triumphed in Christ Jesus. Back in Christ, talking about in Christ. I'm ready on my subject, but it's good anyway, all right? God's word says all things are possible to him that will believe. Now, you know, sometimes we got to learn how to endure, how to stay in the fight. You know, it's not a matter of when you're going to have heat from the enemy. And I'm not being negative. It's a matter of how you're going to handle it. Because the enemy is going to bring it to you. He's going to bring all kinds of stuff across your way to help to get you all out of God, out of believing. See, somebody, well, you're just talking negative. No, I'm not talking negative. I'm talking truth. You have to realize what the Word of God says so that you can be ready to combat the enemy when he brings the heat. 1 Peter 1, and I'm going to wait here because I want y'all to read this. 1 Peter 1. I'll take an opportunity to get a little drink. All right. How many of y'all got 1 Peter 1? Okay. I see some people still turning pages, so I'm going to wait a minute. All right. Here we go. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, it's a little hard to understand. I'm going to read it out of another translation. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have to endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire and purifies gold through your faith. It is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Now, just turn on over there to 1 Peter 4:12. Just turn on over to 1 Peter 4:12. Some of you have to turn a couple pages. Some of you might just have to turn one, depending on how big your Bible is. All right. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Sometimes we just got to trust God and keep on going. Just trust God and keep on going. Because if we don't quit, our faith will see us through. If we succumb to the heat of the fiery trials, then we lose. But if you keep on going, even though you don't feel like it, even though you don't see anything, just keep on believing God and keep putting one foot in front of the other one. And you'll come out victorious on the other side. And God will see you through. And you'll see that I was there with you all the time to protect you, to lead you, to guide you, and bring you through to the victory that I said belonged to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's what the word, as the Spirit of the Lord just giving me those words, okay? That's not in these notes, okay? Hallelujah. God wants to tell us something here. Now, we go to James. Go to Brother James. I know most of you don't read much in James. James was tough. But James 1, 2 through 4, and y'all know where we're going with this. You've already read it probably. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, or the heat zone, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, we know that the three Hebrew children over in Daniel 3:19-27. Now, I'm not going to take the time to read all of that. I'm going to paraphrase it. Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. Because that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow to him. He gave them a second chance and they still wouldn't bow. They knew that the heat was coming. They knew the fiery furnace. He got so mad that he heated the furnace up 7 times hotter than normal. It was so hot that when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, that it got some of the men that was throwing them in. It was so hot. Now, as they were going in there, they said, "We believe our God will deliver us. We believe our God will deliver us." But then they made a statement that some people say, well, but they went on to say, but if he doesn't. Now, you got to realize two things are going on here. One of them is their statement of faith. The other one is their commitment to God. One, they believed what God said. The secondly is they're saying we're committed to God no matter what. See, that's where we gotta understand that there is believing God and then there's being committed to God. How many understand where I'm coming from on that? Does that sound strange or does that not sound strange? No, there's believing God and standing on God, but there's another thing to be committed to God no matter what. I grew up in a home where the man was committed to God no matter what. I said, Dad, what about this? He said, well, don't worry about what ifs. Just stay committed to God. Stay committed to God. And so they said, and so Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He looked in the fire furnace and he said, we put three guys in there and look, there's four of them in there right now. They're walking around in there. Look at them. Look at them in there. They're walking in the fire. He hollered for them to come out. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. They came out, but only three came out. He said, well, I thought I saw four. Well, he did see four, but four didn't come out. Three came out. They didn't have any burns on them. Their clothes weren't burned. They didn't even have the smell of fire on them because God kept them in the fire. He will keep you when you're in the fire. When everything is going wrong, keep believing God. When everything looks like it's falling apart, keep believing God. When it looks like it's not going to happen, keep believing God. Because in the end, he will bring you out. How many of you have ever been there? How many of you come out on the other side? It wasn't no fun while you're in the fire. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt and the hat. But I come out on the other side with a shout. Glory to God. You can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. Now look at this in Jeremiah 17. Let's go to Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Glory to God. God will see you through. No matter what, God will see you through. Hallelujah. All right, y'all ready? Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Oh, wait a minute. Where am I at? That's right, yeah. For he shall be like a tree and he will not fear when the heat comes. You know, trusting God's word. Trusting in God when the heat comes. I already talked about this a minute ago. Now, I want you to notice that you trust in the Lord and you lean not to the arm of the flesh. See, if you lean to the arm of the flesh, you're going to go under. I've heard people say, well, so-and-so said this. I don't care what so-and-so said. What does the Bible say? Yeah, but my friend, they had this and they went through this and they didn't make it out. I don't care what your friend did. What does the Bible say? If you'll stay with the Bible, he'll stay with you. God never pulls away from anybody. We pull away from God. He'll stay with you through the thick and the thin and bring you out on the other side. So you can enjoy life. Hallelujah. Believe God's word in the midst of the heat. Believe God's word when everything looks like it's not going to work. Believe God's word when you don't have any feeling at all. Believe God's word. Speak God's word. God ear is tuned to the voice of faith. You know, when I was in the Army and worked with radio equipment and stuff, and We had to dial it in back then. Now they got all this new sophisticated stuff. Back then, we had to dial our dials in. We had to dial that thing. And it was very, very, you had to, and if it was off frequency, it would have a higher squeal. And it would go, and it bottoms out. Right there is your right on frequency. If you get just past, you start to hear a little bit of the higher sound, but you got to keep it on. Now, those radios had a tendency as you were working to drift off frequency, and you had to continually keep them tuned in. It's different now in the digital age, but I'm going back 62 to 65 is when I was in. That's the same way it is with you, with the Word of God. The enemy will try to drift you off frequency. And you got to continually stay speaking the Word, continually tweaking yourself, staying with the Word. You know, the devil loves to get the Christian in the fire because so many times in the heat of the fire, we lose our perspective. But in the middle of the heat, keep speaking the Word. While you're enduring the heat, keep speaking the Word, because there's victory on the other side. You know, the enemy will send fire of adversity into your life, because he wants you to quit. He wants you to give up. And many do and miss out on the blessings they could have had. But he's saying to you this morning, rise up and renew your trust in God. And you can endure to the end. And then you'll see the blessings of the Lord appear in your life. And how glad you will be that you did not quit. Listen to me today, people. Some people think that if the fire of the heat is on, they're out of faith. Not necessarily so. If the fire of the heat is on, that's when you got to hold on more to your faith, because God will see you through. God will bring you out on the other side. Hallelujah. You can beat the heat that the enemy brings to you. All you have to do is rise up and begin to say, I belong to God. I'm a child of God. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. And I will walk through this situation. I will walk through this heat. And I will come out on the other side. And I will be blessed and happy. And I shall jump and shout and run and sing, knowing that all of my needs are met and everything is okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where did you get anything this morning? Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Glory to God. Bow your heads for just a minute. You know, close your eyes. How many of you would say, Pastor, the heat has been on and I've been about ready to give up, but you, this morning, I realize if I just stay with God, I'll come through and there'll be victory. Let me see your hand all over the place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You can put them down. Praise God. Just grab a hold of this and go with it. Now, with that head bowed, eyes closed, I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity to somebody to find Jesus. You know, you can't get out of the heat if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you're here today and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you need to rededicate. You just know that. Are you here and you go to church, but you don't know whether you've ever accepted Christ or not as your Savior? I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Let me see your hand right now, anywhere in the room. Let me see your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I think there's a hand being raised back over here. Thank you. Thank you. Are there others that would raise their hand? Thank you, Jesus. Are there anybody else that want to raise their hand? You need Jesus. You need a no-show experience. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You need to rededicate your life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Another hand. Thank you. Thank you. We also believe, around here, we believe in the Holy Spirit. According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And you'd say, I'd like to receive that experience, that biblical experience, not some man's idea, biblical experience of receiving the Holy Spirit. Let me see your hand. Anybody in the room today want to receive the Holy Spirit? Anybody? Anywhere? Hand over here. Thank you. Everybody stand, please. Now, I want to pray with you, like I said, pray for you. I'm going to walk right down front. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to step out in the aisle and come down here right now. I want to shake hands with you. I want to pray with you right now. Come on. If you don't want to walk by yourself, ask somebody. They'll walk with you. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Just come on right here. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on now. Right here. Just stand right here. Just a moment. God bless you. Just stand right here. God bless you.
Come as you are.
Hallelujah. Come on. Come right here.
It really doesn't matter.
Little young man here. You're never too young. You're never too old to accept Jesus Christ. Bless you, buddy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you guys. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. You need Jesus. You need to rededicate your life. You need an also experience. You want to receive the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Just come on now. We'll wait just a moment for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And somebody else coming right now, right here. Oh, another young man. Hallelujah. God bless you, buddy. God bless you guys. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. That's what it's all about right here. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, guys, all of you that are looking, standing down here, look my direction, okay? I got three books, New Birth in Him and Why Tongues. Talking about, this is about the new birth. This is about who we are in Christ, and this is about the tongues, why it's there, why it's all about. Now, if I said I'm going to give you these three books and I reach them out there like that, somebody show me what you got to do to get them. That's right. You reached out, you got them. They're yours. Hey, y'all all going to get them same books in just a minute. That's just a little exercise I do. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you came down here to receive. That comes from heaven on high. Oh, as he reached his hand out, I want you to reach one hand. I don't care which one. I want you to reach it up heaven, and you're saying with that hand, all right, God, I'm reaching up to get the spiritual experience I come down here for. Just do that right now, please. Congregation, put your hands out toward them. Pray with me as I pray with them. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every one of these that have come today. I thank you that every spiritual experiences in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, and also experience with you. Blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you now that every spiritual need is being met now in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down and look at me, please. I want to ask you to go to a special place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually and in depth and get those books. The place you're going to for you adults, the place you're going to right now is called a prayer room. But every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. And you say, well, what's that? Well, it's just a few classes to get your life turned on to God for the first time or back on to God. And we'd like to see you there next Sunday morning. They'll tell you more about that in there. Would you turn right there and see Bob right there? Go with Minister Bob right there. Go with him to that place right there in Jesus' name. Give them a hand as they go, everybody. Hallelujah. Go right ahead. Praise the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about right there. Amen. God is so good. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Hey, I'm going to grab a quick bite and grab the crusade team, and we're headed to Detroit, Michigan, or actually Sterling Heights, to do a crusade with Brother Jerry Wines Earl. He's spoken here at church. So, hey, y'all pray for us. Y'all be here tonight at 6 o'clock and be here Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Hour of Power, because we got good people around here that can take care of you. Y'all pray for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank God for all that he's doing in our midst. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to that special room where we got a special gift waiting for them. Praise God. Nobody else moving unless you absolutely have to. I'm through way early today. It's only 11:18, so we only been in church an hour and 8 minutes. 10 to 11, 18. Huh? Hour and 18 minutes. Yeah, excuse me. I got all wrong. I got wrong. All right. You that are going to the connection room for first time guests, thank you for coming. If you're looking for a church home, what we say? Welcome home. Come on. You found it right here. On the screen is where all the pastors are going to be. I'm going to be at the north door today. Everybody, y'all disperse to wherever you need to go. I'm going to be at the north door. They're going to sing a chorus, and then they're going to dismiss you, but y'all give me a chance to get up that aisle to get to that north door right there. Okay? Hey, God bless you. We'll see. I'll be here next Sunday, and we're going to do another one of these. I got another series, another message on the heat. Come believing, come expecting.